Welcome back to The Man Show.
It's the influencer, the macho man, the fighter, the comedian, the podcaster, whatever this guy does, he or she is an influencer and a prophet.
Do you think ever that Mother Nature has a plan, a bigger plan, where in the end it all ends up that we're like trans?
Now that's Theo Vaughn, some other person. I don't really know who that is, but Theo means God. It's interesting. He said that Mother Nature is going to decide that everybody becomes trans.
Do you think we all end the same skin color and in some sort of a trans sexual type of situation?
I think it's very possible that we all become genderless. Yes, I do think that's possible.
We call that the transpocalypse and have been talking about it for like 10 years. But it's good to see that Joe Rogan is finally getting on board, given that he is the biggest influencer in the entire world and gets promoted on YouTube while other people get banned from YouTube for talking about the same thing.
Yeah, we're going to stop breeding. I mean, maybe that's the AI's plan. It's to not exterminate the human race, but to give them options so that they just completely stop reproducing.
Hello, I recently had a hysterectomy.
So the prophet speaks. It's a soft disclosure by the comedian, who is about 5 feet tall and appears to be kind of girly when he's younger. Very different than he looks now. Why is that?
And 10 years ago, I came out as trans, and I've been documenting my transition on this YouTube channel ever since.
A packer is basically just anything that you wear in your pants to emulate the male bulge.
There's never a case where it's okay for a man to touch your package unless it's no longer attached.
My concern, let me say that, is that we're going to go extinct. Like, that we're going to be replaced by an artificial life form. And I think that is probably what we do.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to my channel. My name is Sam, and I'm female to male transgender, 4 years on testosterone.
The confines of biological beings and the limitations of their ability to evolve physically, they're so slow to adapt. You know, to go from a single-celled organism to a professor at Harvard is a long fucking slodge through evolutionary history.
All right, first of all, what is a slodge? And second of all, he's pushing the evolution. I didn't even know people still believed in evolution. Wow, that blows my mind. He's basically saying the same thing that Yuval Noah Harari is saying about Homo Deus, man becoming a god.
And when you see these robots, but now these robots are not this generation, but five generations later, or maybe AI figures out all the problems of these robots and makes Ex Machina.
This leaves no other choice except for a penis-cutting robot, which I have.
I think it's going to happen, and I think that's what the human race does. And I think that's why we have this insatiable thirst for technological innovation. It's like literally hardwired into us to build something better.
Human beings are going to build something better. That's our mission in life. That's the reason we exist, is to make ourselves into gods. We're going to build humanity back better into genderless cyborgs. So these guys injecting testosterone, getting kind of artificially bulked up. There's no way a short little guy like this, who used to look like this, kind of looks like a pretty boy, right? There's like a feminine prettiness going on there that you shouldn't really find on a man. He looks totally different. And now he looks like this, right? The tattoos make him look tough. The facial hair, kind of got that flat, featureless face, testosterone, and all kinds of steroids and stuff. No neck, really. Most men, I don't think, can do the splits.
This is me, right before I came out as trans. And this is me, 4 years later and 50 pounds heavier. These days, I have a much more casual relationship with the gym, but I still love working out.
I have to do yoga 2 times this week. I have to lift weights 3 times this week. I have to run 2x this week. And however I fit that in, I fit that in. But I owe those things. Okay. So I have to get those things in.
And I am a transgender man. I'm 22. And this is my 1 year on T video. Metro!
Yeah, yeah, drinking dope, turn me to a superhero, yeah, yeah, hit that pill, turn me to a superhero, yeah.
Today on the Game Man Show, we talk about bottoms. That's right, bottoms.
It's amazing what the testosterone can do. These people probably inject more testosterone than a normal man even has. But why does a comedian need to be bulky? There's no reason for it. I think that's the only choice they have to keep the illusion going, is to keep on injecting. The normal guys who go to the gym don't get all huge and bulky like this. A baby's about to start lactating off those nipples right there. This person is the average height of a woman or less, and a very short torso. You know, the male torso is about half the length of the entire body. This guy has a really short torso, and it's a bit hard to believe because of his persona as being the cool, macho talk show host, the voice of reason, the man of common sense, the man of the people. What you just heard, he's unveiling the agenda. And the way he put it makes it sound like it's inevitable and that it's really our fault, right? It's humanity is going to do this, or Mother Nature is going to do this. It's just inevitable. It's going to happen, right? The serpent was the most subtle of the creatures, all right? That means the serpent was an influencer. Adam and Eve believed the serpent. He seemed trustworthy. He seemed credible. He influenced the hearts and minds of humanity at that time, which was only two people. And it's the same thing going on now. All right. They're influencing the hearts and minds of people. So they'll believe anything Joe says. It's their idol. It's the god. These people are androgynous gods. We don't worship statues anymore. We worship the celebrities. These are the false prophets. He's a false prophet. He just gave a prophecy, two prophecies. He said people will become genderless, which means androgynous. It's the same thing, basically, which is actually part of pantheism, the belief that God is all and all is God. We're all just wearing a mask, a different mask, and we're all one. We're all part of God. Remember, Jim Carrey said that Jim Carrey doesn't even exist. Why? Because he's a pantheist. He is God. That's why. So these people think they're all gods. And they're all just a different manifestation of God, and we're all God, and all the world is one, and that's all this stuff. It's the same thing you hear all the time. So that's why they're acting like gods, right? False messiahs with their false signs and wonders, their false miracle cures, their false narratives. It's not that hard, really, to reduce the population. All you got to do is increase the death rate. About 100 million people die every year, more or less. And that's about 1% of the population. Well, what if you can double that or triple that or even go beyond that? What if you can get that up to like 5% of the population, 500 million people per year die, and lower the birth rate?
And the last thing I'd ever do is lie to you.
And the last thing that I would ever do is lie to you. I mean, think about it, Truman. If everybody is in on it, I'd have to be in on it, too.
How to Be a Man and Other Illusions.
Now's the time to realize.